Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
It's really funny. I've noticed this with social media. Men, I'm not going to speak for women. Men struggle admitting they're wrong. You can see it on Twitter. It's okay. I'm wrong every day. I do a segment on Monday. It's my highest rated segment. Colin Right, Colin Wrong. I've talked to other talk show hosts, and they're like, I don't want to give football picks. And I'm like, why? I'm wrong. So? You think anybody has ever picked every football game right? Stop being afraid to be wrong. Own it. The problem is when you're wrong and you're stubborn, like just admit, I whiffed. I picked stocked, whiffed, move off it. Okay? So Mel Kiper comes out yesterday and says something that's obvious, which is if Washington can pick Tua at number two, of course you take him. He's better than Dwayne Haskins. Nobody has any question about that. And you know what? Mel Kiper's right. Tua is better at Dwayne Haskins at everything except size. He's more accurate. He's more mature. He's got more college productivity. He's got more starts. I think he's a better leader, and I think he's more mobile. I don't think Haskins is mobile at all. I think the minute Haskins moves his feet, he becomes a below-average thrower. He needs a totally clean, static pocket. Tua can also play with an authoritarian, defensive-minded coach. He had Nick Saban, Ron Rivera at Washington. So he can handle a coach who's got a little military feel to him. Bottom line, authoritarian, my way or the highway. Tua's better. Just admit it. Tua ate up the SEC defenses. Dwayne Haskins ate up the Big Ten defenses. You tell me what's better. Tua's better. Draft him. Well, the medical stuff, it's all cleared. I mean, again, just admit, Ron Rivera, this is easy. You didn't even pick Dwayne. You can just go, wasn't my guy. This is up to Dan Snyder. And you say, Colin, this is dangerous. There is no precedent. No, we had a precedent 1 year ago. Arizona said Josh Rosen. We got a really good guy coming out that we know is better than the guy we have. And the guy we have wasn't great, Josh Rosen. They moved off him. Arizona's today got the right quarterback. You think Dwayne Haskins? Dwayne Haskins last year in 7 starts had 7 TDs, 7 picks, and a selfie. That was the biggest headline. Dwayne Haskins misses snap taking selfie. And I said this last year. I'm hearing a lot of stuff about work ethic is hit and miss and maturity is a concern. That is not a concern with Tua. In his 2 wins last year, he went 2-5. In his 2 wins, Haskins completed 48% of his throws with no touchdowns and a pick. And in his 2 wins, he beat Detroit without Matt Stafford and Carolina without Cam. Folks, we've seen enough. There's a reason when you watch like American Idol, they give you about 30 seconds. I'm not a musical executive. I'm not a music exec. You can watch somebody for 30 seconds and go, they're not great. I'm not even somebody that knows music. They're not great. We've seen 7 starts, Josh Allen, Dwayne Haskins. That's not going to change a franchise. Well, Colin, you're not giving him any chance. Kyler Murray, first start in the NFL. First start, plays Detroit, Matt Stafford, 4th quarter. Kyler Murray, 4th quarter and overtime. 20 of 29, 285 yards and 117 passer rating. The next week, I said, wow. How long did it take to see Patrick Mahomes? You saw him in week 17 of year 1. You're like, hoo-wee. You saw Lamar Jackson for a couple snaps. Andrew Luck goes 11-5 first year. I've said this before. Sometimes it is hard to differentiate very good from great or good from very good. I get that, right? But you can spot bad. You can spot average really, really quick. You can do it as a judge on a music show. I've been to 30 magic shows in my life. I love magic shows. I take my son. In my life, I used to live in Vegas. I've been to 30. I've been to 6 great ones. By the second trick, you can tell if it's schlocky or it's brilliant. I mean, it didn't take long to watch a movie, to read a script in Hollywood and go, it stinks. It's great. Dwayne Haskins and Tua, it's not close. Listen, just admit it. Arizona was like, you know what? Josh Rosen's fine, but he's not going to change our franchise. Dwayne Haskins is not going to change the future of Washington, but Tua could. Guys struggle admitting. Yeah, missed on that one. Why? Warren Buffett misses on stocks. Weathermen miss on the weather. Al Roker misses on the weather. It happens. It's okay. Be big enough to acknowledge it. And Ron Rivera didn't even draft him. So it's the easiest way to admit a mistake. It was somebody else's. It's up to Dan Snyder. Can the owner admit, yeah, we took a shot. Didn't work. Let me shift to this. Peter King comes on the show regularly. Peter King now is saying, well, I'll let Peter say it, in regards to Tom Brady and his free agency. Here's Peter King.
It's funny. I just had breakfast this morning with quite a big influencer in the NFL, and I said, what's your gut feeling about Brady? He goes, oh, he's definitely going back to New England. And this guy knows a few things. Has Bill Belichick had his summit meeting with Tom Brady? I don't know. Not that I know of, but who knows? Maybe he has. I'd be surprised if that decision has been made, but that's the only thing I can say. It would surprise me.
In today's edition of Who Do You Believe with Tom Brady, I'm with Peter King. A, it's hard to walk away from the best coach in football. B, all the other options have issues. And C, Tom Brady got his TB12 protein powder into the Whole Foods in the New England region, and I don't think he wants to implode that. That's my ABCs to Tom Brady. He's staying. 70-75% he's staying. All the other places have an issue. Tennessee, do you know who the offensive coordinator is, Tom? He's young. He's had 1 year. He could be good. You really don't know. Indianapolis, you think New England's weapons are average? New England's got better running backs, in my opinion, than Indianapolis. They're losing their best tight end, Eric Ebron, and T.Y. Hilton is old and getting hurt. In Los Angeles, do you know the coach is good? Do you know who the coordinator is? I mean, offensive line's not good. In Las Vegas, bad defense. You're going to have to be in shootouts and play Mahomes twice a year. And in Dallas, there's a lot of stuff I like, but the expectations are big, and your offensive coordinator is Kellen Moore. They all have issues. Certainty plus success is really hard to walk away from. It just is. If you're winning somewhere and you've got certainty in life, do you know why Wall Street is tanking over the last 3 days? It's not earnings. It's not earnings. It's tanking because of the unknown. What do they always say? What moves stocks up and down? Greed and the unknown. We don't know what the coronavirus, how long it lasts, how serious it is. And the stock market's plunging. It's not plunging because of earnings. It's plunging because of fear. Certainty is powerful. Certainty is comfortable. The older you get, studies show this, the older you get as a voter, you tend to vote for things that will maintain the status quo. Rich guy, how can I keep my 401k nice and tidy? We vote as we get older. When we're younger, it's different. We don't have kids. We don't have a family. We don't have a huge career. I want the new guy. The Bernie's very attractive. Not as attractive to older people who have net worth. Tom's older, got net worth. Comfort and certainty is really what older people like, even older athletes. You can kick the tires, by the way. I saw a story this morning. His representatives have talked to the Colts and talked to the Chargers. You can kick the tires on stuff. But I'm with Peter King and Peter King's source, Thomas Stan.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
You don't see this friendly fire very much in the NBA. The NBA, you know, Jalen Rose once told me, we don't want to get into fights. That face is our moneymaker. We don't wear helmets and hats. Why would I want to punch another guy? I don't want him punching me. That's why NBA guys get angry, and then they don't want to fight. At least not current NBA guys. There's too much money to lose. So very rarely do you have a star ripping another star. It's the elevation of stars. They're all doing well. There's no reason for friendly fire. But James Harden was snubbed by Giannis of the Bucks during the All-Star team selections. Giannis said, I want a guy who can pass more, Kemba Walker. Kemba Walker's not as gifted as James Harden. That's not to say he's not a better team player, but he's not as gifted. And James Harden fired back talking about Giannis, who will probably beat out James Harden for the MVP. Here's James Harden.
When it's all said and done, you know, they'll appreciate it more, you know. But I wish I could just run and with 7 feet and run and just dunk. Like, that takes no skill at all. I got to actually learn how to play basketball and how to have skill, you know. I take that any day.
Well, that's kind of a shot. Giannis has plenty of skill. Giannis has developed his game and worked very hard. Here's the way I look at James Harden. So there's two types of surgeons. Surgeons that save lives are in one classification, very respected. And then plastic surgeons. They make you hotter. They get rich. Those are two different types of surgeons. There are two different types of, you know, attorneys. Those that fight injustice, those are the legends. And then those who are personal injury attorneys and they have billboards on the freeway, they get rich. They're viewed differently. There's two types of actors. Daniel Day-Lewis, you know, real thespians. And then there's The Rock or Vin Diesel, and they get rich. It's nothing against him. I've watched Rock movies. He's a great guy. But they're viewed differently. It's the same in the NBA. There's winners, Michael, Kobe, Shaq, Duncan, Steph, KD, where stats aren't that important. I mean, if stats mattered to Steph, he wouldn't recruit KD. If stats mattered to KD, he wouldn't go play with Steph and Clay. There's that category. And then there's the other category. And Harden and Westbrook, Derrick Rose are in that. They kind of care what their numbers are. Kobe Bryant told Harden, bruh, you're not going to win titles like this. This is you cannot sustain this kind of ball-centric offense. You can't do it. You just don't have the energy. And we've seen proof that James erodes. And we also know this style, you don't get the calls in the postseason. Refs swallow the whistle. You are not going to get those calls. Refs want to step out and let the game be decided by players. We've seen this now year after year after year. With Westbrook, he doesn't get the calls he does in the regular season. He unravels. We've seen it with Harden. He gets very frustrated. So it depends on what kind of attorney you want to be. By the way, they both can get rich. The fight the injustice guy or personal injury. We need personal injury attorneys. I'm not saying we don't need them. There's two types of actors. There's Daniel Day-Lewis. We need action stars. We need somebody to do the Marvel comic stuff, right? We need that. Those are real. There's a brand there. And we need two different, you know, surgeons. You know, some plastic surgeons, it's not all enhancement. Sometimes it's to fix a jawline or to fix a nose. But there's two classifications here. And James right now is in the other classification. He's looking at numbers. He's looking at stats. Do you know how LeBron James has left? I'm just going to throw a number out. 7,000 points on the table. LeBron James could score 38 a night for the last 10 years. He's got one scoring title. LeBron's got one scoring title. He could have been the scoring champ probably 8 of the last 10 years. It's about winning for him. Magic Johnson left so many points off the table. When Magic was asked to play center as a rookie in the finals, he had 42. Magic could score, but Magic had Kareem and he wanted to win titles. Steph, KD are leaving points on lots. Kevin Durant, his efficiency went up, his shots went down. Steph Curry's all about titles. Why in God's name, playing next to Klay Thompson, would you go and recruit Kevin Durant if it was about points? You got to make a decision on that. James Harden could certainly move into that category, but he's going to have to tweak his style. He can't be as ball-centric. It can't be about him. He can't be worried about stats. But right now, that's the classification he's in. He's more personal injury attorney than fighting injustice attorney. Okay. By the way, those personal injury guys, they're very happy with their lives. They get more time to play golf, probably less exhausting. Money comes to you more than you seeking it, and there's a fine life. But you can't complain that I'm not getting respect. You got billboards on the 405. That's the choice you've made. You're doing action movies, not my left foot. That's the choice you've made as an actor. You make those choices, be happy with those choices, but James has made a choice, and it's going to be money, points, give me the ball. That ain't win. That ain't winning you games in May and June. When you accolades in the regular season, not winning titles. Kobe was right. You can't win it that way.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
I got so much here with Doug Gottlieb, the Dugger after us, Fox Sports Radio, joining us because of Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Probably drove one of those puppies all the way up from Newport, California. Flew up the freeway, the 405. How are you, Doug?
I flew up the 405, yes. Yes, and whoever decided to knock out the power on Pico so that the stoplights, which aren't normally lined up, are blinking red, I really appreciate that, you. The last 45 minutes of my life have been enjoyable.
Yeah, that was happening at 5:50 in the morning, by the way, for whoever did it. So let me start. Let's just move into a basketball topic, because I'm going to keep you for two segments.
Okay.
And I said, you know, there's two types of attorneys, fighting for justice and the guys who put billboards on the 5 freeway, personal injury attorneys. There's two types of surgeons. They save lives, and then there's guys that make you hotter, plastic surgeons. There's guys like The Rock, and then there's guys like in actors who are real, true actors. Basketball players, Magic, LeBron, Steph and KD. It's about titles, stats. We'll give up stats. LeBron, as you know, has left 10,000 points on the table. I mean, he's been a scoring champ once. Harden, to me, falls into the classification of plastic surgeon over saving lives surgeon, which is, I like points matter, me having the ball matters, scoring titles matter. And so when he rips Giannis, my thing is, James, this is mostly on you. You've made a choice with your style, and you're going to get rich and score a bunch of points, but we're not going to talk about you in 25 years.
I think that's fair. Part of this all comes, it's the Rachel Nichols interview in which she allows him to respond to when Giannis was drafting for the All-Star draft, which, by the way, is amazing and a disaster all at the same time, right? Where you have to pick a guy and you got to come up with a line. And by the way, you know, English is not his native language, so you kind of give him a little bit of a pass for the, I want somebody who passes, so I'm not going to take James Harden. Like, James Harden's actually a great passer.
Yeah.
He over-dribbles based upon how they let him play. But I'm going to defend Harden here. He's right. Giannis doesn't have a lot of skill. I mean, like,
he's not a good shooter.
And he's actually not a great passer. He passes because you have to collapse on him. The way the rules are set, the way they set their offense, they put everybody outside the three-point line, and he just uses his length and his angles and his dribbling skill and his ability to finish around the rim. You collapse, he's averaging 6 assists a game for a guy who's averaging that many points with that many shooters is actually a really low number. He's not – when people say skill, they do mean shooting. Like, shooting has become...
I always think ball handling matters, too.
But in terms... In the NBA, shooting is... skill is code for shooting. It really is. I mean, when Kevin Durant 2 weeks ago said, hey, when I was in Oklahoma City, there wasn't a lot of skill around me. People are like, whoa, you got this guy. No. Skill means shooting, means space. And people don't respect that Giannis can't shoot.
That's fair.
I know he hit 5 threes against the Lakers. He hasn't come sniffed 5 threes ever since.
He's not a great shooter.
No, he's not. It's a work in progress. It's become better. You know, he's a non-shooter who shoots, and now it's gotten to be where he's okay. You know, he's below 30%, I think, from 3, but he has to do it to keep you honest. Where James Harden needs to realize, though, is if he really wants to get the respect of his peers, he's got to play defense. I mean, this is what Trae Young is battling.
Yeah.
And this is what he is battling.
Yeah.
In that he's I think, as good an offensive player as there is in the NBA, maybe in the history of the NBA.
Right.
Because he can not only score at 3 levels, draw fouls, but also he's a great passer. But if you're not willing to put in the effort defensively, you're never going to get the respect of your peers.
You know, Dwayne Wade's a great example. You know, as you know, Dwayne always looked like to me he was a really talented slot receiver that was playing basketball. He was not a gifted shooter, grinder, score at the rim, hit the deck. Dwayne Wade wasn't the most gifted, skilled player. I don't know if there's 5 guys in the league with more respect among their peers. Dwayne gave you everything on both ends. James, I find, who's highly skilled,
yes,
but there is sort of an eye roll because of the choices he makes defensively.
Yes, and then offensively, his need to draw fouls in order to be great, he's got to get a whistle. You know, his style of basketball is only good if he gets a whistle.
Does that explain why in the postseason they? You know,
yes, because the whistle changes.
Yeah, it
does. And he struggles to change with it. Dwayne Wade had that ability. He couldn't shoot. He was not a very good shooter, but he would make it when it mattered. Right? He had the competitive greatness.
Yes.
You're like, man, bad numbers. You're like, oh, no. Yes. That's what Dwayne Wade was. Whereas I think I think everyone agrees that James Harden has an incredible amount of skill. It's hard to watch with all the dribbling.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch with the throwing the head back, you know, to draw a foul,
yeah,
which he didn't invent, but he has perfected.
Yes.
I think if you want respect from your peers, NBA players, basketball players, always respect, hey, not only am I going to score, but then I'm going to guard the other team's best player. And they hide him. And honestly, Steph has battled with that.
This is a very good point.
And what happens is people say, well, deflections and steals, that doesn't make you a good defensive player because they put you on the worst offensive player and they hide you,
yeah,
and you're the only guy who won't switch. We're going to switch everybody except with Harden. Switch everybody except with Steph Curry. And everybody else has to pick it. That's why Kevin Durant, that's why he was so needed in Golden State. They didn't just need a scorer.
Yeah.
They needed somebody that could defend multiple positions, yes, to hide Steph Curry so that Steph could be otherworldly at the other end.
Yeah, I always thought Durant's a tad underrated as a defender. The effort is there.
It wasn't always there in Oklahoma City, but that was sort of by design, right? By design, Oklahoma City, they had Steven Adams. They had Andre Robertson. Russell Westbrook gets respect as a defender. He doesn't really play much defense in the regular season, but he's good defensively. So he could get Kevin could get away with it when he's in Oklahoma City. When he got to Golden State,
they demanded it.
They demanded it, and they said, look, if you want to be a superstar, if you want to be the best player in the league, you got to do it the defensive end. And that's why Kawhi has the respect of the league. That's why LeBron had the respect of the league. He's not doing it on the ball like he used to now. Now he's doing it as kind of the center fielder defensively. But until you do it the defensive end, you won't earn the respect of the guys that matter. They don't really care what fans think because fans look at box scores. Players understand who actually plays at the other end.
All right, Doug Gottlieb joins us. Doug, Arizona, and this is not easy for men, professional football men. We made a mistake on Rosen. We're going with Kyler. I think they're pretty happy today. Dwayne Haskins, from everything I've heard, there are work ethic issues. Urban Meyer, who coached him, said he's not ready to play in the NFL yet. Tua is a significantly better prospect if medically cleared. Should Washington bail on Haskins?
I definitely think they should consider it. I mean, a lot of it comes down to medicals. Now, some of the world overreacted because I tweeted yesterday,
yeah,
that a source close to the old staff, not the new staff, the old staff,
yeah,
told me that they were so befuddled by his inability to simply call a play,
yeah,
that they asked themselves, is he dyslexic?
Yeah.
Right? Because he's not dumb. He's actually very bright. 25 on the Wonderlic is not otherworldly, but yeah, better than Richard Sherman,
yeah,
and they just couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
Doug Williams, a former Redskins quarterback, has said, hey, he's got to figure out how to lock it. The stories were it's about work ethic and, yeah, about ability to understand the concepts. Additionally, he's not a great athlete.
No, he's not. He's not.
He's a thrower,
yeah,
not an athlete.
He is less athletic than Eason from Washington, who we're calling Joe Flacco. He runs a slower 40.
Right. So, yes, I would consider it. Now, the problem with it is, you got Chase Young there, and if Chase Young's as good or better than Nick Bosa, I don't know how you pass on that.
That's hard. Everybody wants an edge rusher.
But here's the amazing thing about Arizona. Let's give Steve Keim a little credit. As you said, he's admitting his own mistake.
His own mistake.
Right. This is what usually happens in the NFL, where a new guy comes in, Ron Rivera's like, those old other guys, they were idiots. I know everything. Here's a new quarterback.
Yeah, it's way easier for Ron Rivera.
The other factor is, and I had a great discussion with Ron Rivera on air and off air, and he swore that Dan Snyder laid it out for him. He's going to let him run his football thing. But remember, this was a Dan Snyder draft pick. Dan Snyder's kid went to high school with Dwayne Haskins, and owners own. And if push comes to shove, and Dwayne Haskins did improve as the year went on, playing for Callahan at the end of the year, at the end of the day, does the owner come in and go like, hey, look, I know you like this Tua kid, but let's give Haskins another run. We can run it back with him. Let's draft Chase Young, the best prospect in the draft. If it was me, if Tua's healthy, I don't understand why you wouldn't draft Tua Tagovailoa, right? He's accurate. He's athletic enough, although maybe that's why he's gotten hurt, because he's gotten chased down. And he's an incredible leader of men.
Oh, he's
and
great.
Seemed to have a high football IQ. I don't know why you wouldn't do that if you don't think that you have a good enough quarterback.
Okay, Joe Burrow is not going to say, talk to the hand of the Bengals. They draft him, he's going. But, and I think Tua's better than Burrow as a prospect. I'm in the minority. I think, I don't even know if any of these guys are great prospects, although I do think Tua could be if it just works in Miami. That's where he'll land. But what is your thing on, what if Burrow did say to Cincinnati, I'm not coming?
Well, here's the misconception about the Eli Manning thing. Okay, first, Burrow's mistake was that he was saying all these things. When Eli pulled an Eli, okay, which is a John Elway or whatever,
yeah.
Eli never said anything.
Yeah.
Okay, Eli never said a word. There's no quote from Eli Manning saying, "I won't play for the San Diego Chargers." The brilliance to Eli Manning is he's always put on the happy face and then let everybody else handle the dirty business, right?
Right.
Which is what Joe Burrow should have done. And because there was a backlash, there's no doubt that the Bengals picked up the phone, called his agent, said, "We're picking him and we're not trading it." But the Bengals should at least consider trading this pick because, as you pointed out, it might be overvalued here a little bit. Not the biggest hands in the world, not the greatest arm in the world, is older than other prospects, and was surrounded by a crazy amount of talent in a pro-style offense in the SEC, which just figured out what the forward pass is, right?
Right.
So all of those things worked in his favor. And he was great. And he was great when it mattered most.
Yeah, he's a very good prospect.
No question. Okay, but the misconception is that the Chargers lost the Eli Manning trade. They didn't. If you want to say that Eli Manning is a better quarterback all time than Phillip Rivers, you can win that argument. Like, he did win two Super Bowls. Phillip Rivers, as bad as the Chargers have been, has a far better career record overall than Eli Manning. I think they've been in the playoffs the exact same number of years.
Yeah.
Okay. Neither missed a game. Neither got hurt, even though Phillip Rivers played in the AFC Championship game with a torn ACL.
But Phillip's got better record, better numbers.
Better. But if you want to say that Eli's better, okay. If we look back to that trade, the Chargers also got Nate Kading, who was a two-time All-Pro kicker, and Sean Merriman, lights out, Rookie of the Year defensive end.
Yeah.
That's what they got. For that's not a one-for-one trade. That's a three-for-one trade. And I believe that Joe Burrow would command even more on the market now.
Oh, yes, he
would.
Because
people are giving up two first-round draft picks much more readily and then some for lesser prospects.
It is amazing, though, Doug. Joy and I were joking. I said it's a millennial thing, and she said, no, it's a group younger than millennial. Saying he's a good prospect is now seen as a criticism. 99% of first-round quarterbacks, 99% are good prospects. Elway was great. Trevor Lawrence will be great. Andrew Luck was great. I thought Carson, I don't even know if Patrick Mahomes was great to more than like six teams. I thought Carson Wentz, you looked at him and you were like, really quickly, you're like, that could be great. But saying you're a good prospect is what almost the league is.
Yeah, I understand. But you do that with, and Nick Wright does it with LeBron, right? If I say LeBron.
Great is, prospect.
No, but if I say he's not the best player in the league, you're like, what? No, well, there's 450 NBA players on earth. He's been the best player for several of the last 17 years.
Right.
If he's not quite as good as Giannis or Harden or Kawhi Leonard right now, right?
It's not a criticism.
It's saying he's a little bit older. He can't bring it every night. That's why he scores 40 and he has to take a night off against Golden State.
That's right.
He's earned that, right? But it's a reasonable take.
Right.
He can no longer guard the best players in the league.
So you believe with me that Burrow's a good prospect?
I think he's an outstanding prospect. I think he might be a great prospect. I also think that you have to take context that matters. It's in Cincinnati. They're not surrounded by great talent, unlike when he played at LSU. He's playing outdoors. That's when arm strength and hand size do, in fact, matter.
Thank you.
And he's playing against some, you know.
That division, Doug, defensively, that division is as second only to the NFC West.
Correct.
I mean,
correct.
In terms of talent, up front.
Well, not just in terms of talent, but historically, right? Like, the Ravens have been awesome historically. The Steelers have been awesome historically, right? And we all know that the Browns have talent.
Yes.
It's whether or not they can figure it out. So this is not going into one of the lesser divisions. I think it's going to be a challenge for him. It's interesting you bring up the Mahomes thing because guys do talk themselves out. Like the Bears talked themselves out of Mahomes. Everyone knew Mahomes had had most game of anybody maybe they had ever seen, right? He was an athlete, he had a great arm, but the Bears to this day, we'll still say, yeah, we passed on him, but we had a good reason, right? He missed meetings sometimes in college.
He did. He was a little loose.
He was a little loose.
Personally and a player.
Correct. And again, the context does matter. Had he not gone to Kansas City and sat behind Alex Smith and learned what it's like to be a pro and played not just for Andy Reid, but with all that surrounding talent, I don't know if he would be Pat Mahomes today.
Right.
But forever, he's the one that got away. They traded up and took Mitch Trubisky. And Pat Mahomes has already won an MVP in a Super Bowl.
I only got 40 seconds.
Yes.
Jordan Love drops to the Colts. In 5 years, is Jordan Love winning the most games?
Possibly. And, you know, they put Phillip Rivers. My question with the Colts is, I love Phillip Rivers. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback. He was not good last year.
No.
And I don't know if a dome and a good offensive line fixed that.
That's fair.
You know? And I know he knows Frank Reich, and that all makes sense.
No.
I just, like, he had dudes all over.
Everywhere.
And he can't move.
At all.
At all.
All right, Doug Gottlieb. Great stuff. The Dugger, Fox Sports Radio after our show.
My buddy, Sierra Canyon Modern Day. You're not coming tonight?
Very busy. I'm going out with my wife and friends. Friday night's the night I don't do sports. I can't. I got to do stuff.
I don't have friends.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
You know, the NFL Combine, there's a lot of pushback. I like Tua more than Joe Burrow, but they're both good prospects. I think Justin Herbert's better than all the critics. I think Tua's better than the critics. I think Joe Burrow's good. I don't think he's quite as great as we've elevated him, but he's good. I think Jordan Love could end up basically where he lands, which is like Indianapolis, 12th, 13th pick. I think he could be better than all of them. So much of this week, and I've enjoyed watching it, and I have many friends who are scouts or analysts. It's this guy's better than that guy, this guy's better than that guy. My takeaway on this, and this is what I said with Baker Mayfield, Baker's not great enough to overcome Cleveland. Baker's career, had he gone to the right coach or roster, Baltimore, he'd be a playoff quarterback now. There's no doubt in my mind. So I went back and I asked my staff, we're looking through the wrong end of the telescope on this. We're all caught up on the player. It's all about where they land. And I'll give you an example. So I asked my staff this morning. I said, let's go back to the last 5 or 6 years. We don't want to have like 40 quarterbacks. But I said, let's go back. So we went the last 6 years. And there are 19 quarterbacks that have been taken in the first round. Here's the 7 that have been the most successful. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Jared Goff, Carson Wentz, and Teddy Bridgewater. They've like gone to a playoff game or had a big pop season. Now, Wentz is big and strong, big arm. Bridgewater's the opposite. Goff isn't very athletic. Lamar Jackson's hyper-athletic. Mahomes has a crazy arm. Deshaun Watson has an okay arm. Bridgewater has a below-average arm. It's not size. It's not girth. It's not athletic ability. Where did those 7 quarterbacks go? Sean McDermott, good coach. They were a playoff team the year before Josh got there. John Harbaugh, Andy Reid, Sean McVay, Doug Peterson. Mike Zimmer came in with Teddy Bridgewater, one of the top defensive guys. And then there's Bill O'Brien, but I would argue Deshaun came into a very nice roster and a weird division. You're all caught up in the quarterback. It's about where they land. 7 of the 19, the 7 most winningest successful, all either got the right roster or the right coach. Didn't matter if they were tall, short, big arm, small arm. You can't overcome crap. If you start looking at Josh Allen's a great example. So Josh Allen, let's just deep dive on Josh Allen. Josh Allen, in his last year at Wyoming, played in a bad conference. He faced Oregon and Iowa out of conference. He was dreadful against both. Against Oregon, he was 9 for 24 for 64 passing yards. He got destroyed. Against Iowa, he was 23 of 40 for no touchdowns, 2 picks, and got destroyed. And yet he went to Buffalo and won. Why? Because he went to Sean McDermott, who's considered one of the best coaches. They also hired recently with McDermott a top GM. You're all caught up in Joe Burrow. Carson Palmer told you, you can't overcome Cincinnati. And Carson was a better prospect than Joe Burrow. You're all caught up on their college stats and how all the scouts are. Where do you go? Last 6 years, the only trait the 7 winningest quarterbacks have, they went to a good coach. Now, you can argue Bill O'Brien can't coach, but he's won his division multiple times. He can't be that bad. That's it. So the kid I keep looking at is Jordan Love. He's going to end up at like Indianapolis. Right coach, great GM, great O-line. Just to give you an example, to further it with the 7 guys who have succeeded, they ended up at pretty good rosters. Josh Allen, what were the Bills the year before he got there? 9-7, a playoff team. What were the Ravens the year before Lamar got there? 9-7. What was Patrick Mahomes? What were the Chiefs the year before he got there? Well, they're 12-4. What was Deshaun Watson? What were the Texans the year before Deshaun got there? Well, they were 9-7. Now, the Rams were 7-9, but here came McVay with him. And Carson Wentz and the Eagles weren't bad. They were basically a .500 team. The only quarterback who came into a bad team was Teddy Bridgewater. The Vikings were 5-10-1. But remember, Zimmer and Bridgewater came in together and immediately turned it around. So all you Burrow fans, he's going from the most talented college football team perhaps of my life. They had the best offensive line. They have the best receiver in college football that wasn't drafted currently. They have the best cornerback now in college football that's not draft eligible. They have the second best current running back in the draft. Two of the top 15 players in the draft outside of Burrow. So all I'm saying is we're all caught up in what's the player, what's the player, what's the player. No, no, no. Where does the player go is going to determine how much he wins. Josh Allen was a circus. He was a mess. He got to the playoffs this year. You cannot overcome a crappy coach. You can't. It doesn't matter. You can't overcome a cheap owner. Tony Romo has told us, Aaron Rodgers always says, find the great quarterbacks, find the Hall of Fame quarterbacks with bad defenses. They don't exist. And Tony Romo said it publicly, find the great quarterbacks with bad owners. They don't exist. Folks, in my business, I've had the most success with my best bosses and my best teammates. I think I'm talented. I wasn't talented enough to overcome Tampa, which went through a news director, went through a GM, it fired people, we had an affiliate change, talented people, but it was a mess. You can't overcome it. So I'll tell you, the Jordan Love kid, he's going to drop down to like 7 or 8. Jordan Love's going to go to like Indianapolis, and he's going to pop. You watch Jordan Love. He's going to fall to a better team, a better GM, a better coach, a better O-line, a better roster. I'd put a little money on that. I think Jordan Love is going to have the best NFL career. Would not be shocked at all.